In a draft that leans more toward talent at forward, the Guelph Storm will be looking to take advantage of four high picks in tonight's portion of the old draft. Guelph has four of the first 43 picks in the draft, 14th overall in the first round, 30th and 31st overall in the second round, and 43rd overall in the third round. The first three rounds of the old priority selection happen online Friday night, starting at 7 p.m. The remaining 12 rounds go Saturday. The Erie Otters made Halton Hurricanes defenseman Matt Schaefer the first overall pick on Thursday. "Our guys have worked hard and we're set to go tonight. The focus is clearly on having four selections in the first 43," Burnett said. "We're set. We feel good about it. We're going to add some good young talent to our lineup." Burnett said the Storm is not looking to trade one of those second-rounders for other picks in future years. "The Storm will traditionally draft who they think is the best player available in the first round, regardless of position. It becomes somewhat more strategic after that." Burnett said the draft seems a little stronger up front than on the blue line. "I don't know if it's a balanced draft. I think there's some good, young defensemen, but I'm not sure how many defensemen are ready to play. I think it's probably a little stronger for forwards than defense." Guelph has only picked 14th overall once in franchise history, 2019 when they chose Danny Zhilkin. Other notables taken at 14 over the years include Ryan Abraham, Luke Evangelista, Nick Suzuki, Freddie Hamilton, and Justin Azevedo. The last time they had two picks in the second round was 2020 when they took Michael Buckinger and Jake Carabella. Whether all four of the players Guelph drafts Friday, or any of those taken Saturday, make the team next year remains to be seen. This past season, 2022 first-rounder Jet Luchanko, when healthy, was the only regular in the lineup from the 2022 draft. Second-rounder Hunter McKenzie and third-rounder Rowan Topp saw spot duty. "I'm not sure there's going to be a lot of first-year kids on the team next year," Burnett said, adding that there is an import slot and a couple of players from last year's draft to consider, not just those drafted this weekend. "I know a couple of those 06 kids had a really strong year of development." As for using either of their second-round picks on a high-end gamble, Burnett says it's unlikely. "I think right now, on our first three picks we want to be certain on those," Burnett said of rolling the dice on an undecided player or a high-end American who may not come to the OL. "I guess there's always a chance after those picks. There's more of a chance tomorrow, in rounds 4 through 15.